Well, good evening, everybody. It's great to be here with you. And, in fellowship around the opened word. It's an amazing book, isn't it? And a wonderful comfort. It speaks of Christ our Lord as the one who was the Saviour of the world, the Lamb of God foreordained, but of course, as the High Priest King of Israel, on the one hand, but the head of the church, which is his body, on the other. Now, I had a passage of scripture earlier this afternoon. For those who missed it, I thought we might just pick it up here in the middle of Romans chapter 3, verse 19, prior to our prayer this evening, and share a little bit of what Paul's saying here. But we know that whatever things the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be under judgment before God. Oh, how is that, Paul? Well, because, Paul says in, or goes on to write in verse 20, because by the works of the law, none of all flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law is the knowledge of sin. In Romans, Paul says the law is holy, right, good. I probably added a word, but Romans chapter 7 will help clarify that. And in the inward man, and in his spirit, he desires and hungers for the law. As a Christian, that's what he did. But he certainly didn't become a child of God by observing the works of the law. Do you remember the Pharisees in Luke chapter 17 when they asked when the kingdom of God would come? Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. And the Lord said to them, the kingdom doesn't come by observation. What he said is it doesn't come by observing the law and keeping the law. No, says Paul in Romans 3:20, it doesn't come by doing any works of the law. Because by the law, or through the law, is the knowledge of sin. The law exposed what sins were, and it exposed sin itself. As someone has put it, the root and the fruit. Sin, the root, fruit, sins, the fruit. But in Romans, he goes on to say, but now a righteousness of God has been revealed, apart from the law, as in the previous chapter, apart from doing the works of the law, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith of Jesus Christ, toward all and upon all those who believe. For there is no difference. Do you see? In the matter of being made righteous, and being made righteous by grace through faith, there is no difference. He goes on to say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful and glorious truth this is. Whether we're a Jew, whether we're a Gentile, faith into Christ brings about a wonderful release from the bondage of sin and death, from the power of the enemy into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's a glorious fundamental truth, isn't it? Whether it's in Romans or whether it's in Colossians, the fact is that by grace we have been released from this burden that sin and death has upon us. Continuing in the chapter, the Apostle Paul goes on to say this, whom God has set forth to be a meeting place through faith in his blood. Propitiation means meeting place or mercy seat. To declare his righteousness through the passing by of the sins that had taken place before in the forbearance of God. For the display of his righteousness at this time. For him to be just. God is just in what he does. And forgiving the one being of the faith of Jesus. Then where is boasting? It is excluded. Through the law of works? No, but through the law of faith. Not works of the law, but faith witnessed by the law. Therefore we conclude, do you see, that a man, no matter who he might be, and I think we can include girls in there as well, is justified by faith without the works of the law. And that's how there is no difference. Is he the God of the Jews only? And not also of the nations? Come on, says Paul. Since it is the one God who will justify circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Noticing different prepositions there? We leave them for the moment in that verse 30. Do we then make the law void through faith? Let it not be. Absolutely not, says the apostle. But we establish the law. So, when Christ died on the cross for our sin and sins, so that we through faith might believe in that shed blood, the law was not abolished, now was it? The law was established. And the law which witnessed to this wonderful faith through the finished work of Christ, do you see, established the law. As Paul says in Galatians, it was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Now, having said all that, isn't it very important, however, to notice in the very same chapter that Paul says this? He asks a question in chapter 3, verse 1 of Romans. You see, in our rooms we stay in context. Very, very important, isn't it? What then is the superiority of the Jew? I'm terribly sorry. Is Paul confused here? What is the matter with this apostle? I thought he said there was no difference. I thought he said at the bottom of the chapter that God was the God of the Jews and the Gentiles. Well, yes, he was the God of the Jews and the Gentiles in regards to righteousness imputed by grace through faith. Do you see how narrow the definition is in Romans chapter 3? For here in verse 1, what advantage or superiority does the Jew have, says Paul? What is the profit of circumcision as opposed to what the uncircumcision might not have for profit? Oh, much by every way, chiefly indeed, because they were entrusted with the oracles of God. Ah, the oracles of God were given to the Jew. And that was one of their big advantages, their superiority. God did not give his word to the nations. Remember all those great statements of God back in the Old Testament to Abraham at the giving of the covenant in Genesis 17, when circumcision was introduced, God said, I will be a God to you and your seed in this land. So Israel had this great privilege of having God speaking to and through them. That was their advantage. That was their superiority. Let's go to chapter 9. A wonderful thing, isn't it? In this very chapter, Paul says, I have great heaviness and pain in my heart. Oh dear Paul, what's the matter? Well, he was wishing himself accursed from Christ for his brothers. Do you see? His kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites. Oh, I see, Israel then. Here he's picking up this thought that he started in chapter 3. Israel has the adoption. Did you know that nations outside of Israel did not have an adoption? Oh no, that's one of their advantages. He's expanding now on chapter 3. And the glory. Well, look at that. The glory belongs to them. The covenants. Can you see that in verse 4 of Romans chapter 9? The covenants belong to them. The covenants weren't made with any Gentile. They were uncircumcised. The giving of the law, do you see? The oracles of God back in chapter 3, remember? They were the advantages that Israel had. the service of God, and the promises. Do you know what, my friends? Down in chapter 9, do you see, we find out that there are vessels of mercy. And these vessels of mercy, in Romans chapter 9, 23, he has prepared to glory. What glory? Well, the glory that belongs to Israel, you see. Now, these vessels of mercy in the book of Romans, who so far as sin and sins were concerned and their cleansing by faith in Christ, they were no different. But the Jews had incredible advantages, didn't they? They were called, these Jews and Gentiles, and they were called according to prophecy. And in Hosea it says in verse 25 of Romans 9, I will call those not my people, my people, and those not beloved, beloved. Well, back in Hosea, it referred to Israel. But no, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul says, no, look, it includes the Gentiles of the Acts period who had believed, and they were now taken in to all the glory and blessing that God had promised through those covenants to that nation of Israel. Yes, says Paul in Romans 9:27, though the number of the sons of Israel, do you see, is as the sands of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. And that remnant, my friends, the remnant of prophecy, included Jews and Gentiles. And together they were going to share in all that God promised that nation. Now, Israel had an advantage. The Gentiles were going to be blessed with faithful Abraham. Because why? Because up until that time, and during that time, the Gentiles had no covenants, no promises, no fathers, no law. They had nothing. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? In Romans chapter 2, that the Paul says this, that there's going to be a day when those disobeying out of self-seeking and unrighteousness will find tribulation and anguish. But it's the Jew first, you see. Then the Greek. And he will give glory, honour and peace to every man who works good works, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. There might have been no difference in so far as sin was concerned, but right up until Acts 28, those Jews had an advantage, and the Gentiles believers had nothing. They were blessed beyond belief with all that God had promised Israel. Now that's the dispensational setting of that time. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for your word, your love, your care, your grace. Father, we are just indeed a blessed people. You have indeed, Father, sent your Son. He came so willingly. And Father, in and through his finished work, we have a wonderful salvation. Redemption through his blood, sins forgiven. But Father, we also find now we have been raised and seated in the heavenly places. By grace we are saved through faith, not of works. So Father, we thank you tonight for our understanding of the word, and we ask for your help in this lesson that we're to share together. We pray, Father, that tonight some things will be fresh and new, and Father, folks will see, Father, things that are different, so that the word will come alive and will be inspiring. But Father, faith will be built upon the word of God and not the wisdom and ideas of men. Help me, Father, help the listener. May your word be honoured tonight. Thank you so much for Awakening Christian. Father, briefly, 2 7s. I know them all by name. STSYAUG, Grey Gramp, Marshallin, and her brother. Right Division, Deb 45B, Pooks, Best Foot, TBB, Gardenia Girl, Justin, because I can't pronounce another one, Julie, MKO, Mr. Bean, Sweet DC in part, and Father, we thank you so much for our lives. We thank you for all that's been accomplished through them. And Father, we thank you because of your, Father, your grace in each life tonight. Now we joy in you and the Word. Help us, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh, Father, I forgot about Doc. We do think of Doc in Australia and all those inflicted and affected by those terrible bushfires.